Good morning, MGTOW man, and it truly is the morning. One of the things I fucking hate are stupid women. My mother being a professional idiot of great renown. It's kind of left, you know. Anyway. There's a few different guys, completely disconnected. One was, a rampant fucking criminal. Just, that's a whole huge story in itself. And another one was a guy who was sober about 33 years, about 30 years back, something like that. And but they both said the same fucking thing. They one said, your mother was in competition with all the fucking other women, to get her hooks into my father, and she beat off all the other women with a fucking stick and she won the competition, And the other guy said, your mother was competing against all these other fucking, all these other sluts, to get onto this guy in AA, And, she beat them all off, and fucking, she won the prize, So, there's a lot of subtleties, complexities, nuances, and bloody insights in that. And what happened was, she's just a pure manipulative cunt in amongst a whole heap of fucking sluts, Just fuck. They're all scamming and scamming and to get to with all trying to get. All trying to get with Mr. Popular, And so there's important lessons in that, and one of the things I really fucking hate are women who kind of hint and imply, and you get in small townland, that sort of, like, I can turn up to a petrol station, I used to turn up to a particular petrol station on a, just sort of kind of random times, passing through and getting a bit of a fill up, and or just stopping in for a hamburger or an ice cream or some shit, And, nine out of 10 times when I pulled up there on a Saturday afternoon, a particular woman who I fucking absolutely didn't like, she'd fucking now, oh fuck, oh he's up the fucking petrol station, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, and within a minute and a half she'd be putting, she'd be fucking there, and she'd be looking over to see if I was looking at her and all this sort of fucking, and I thought, you're a drunkard, you're a fucking idiot, you're a gossip. You won't put in any effort to develop the relationship at any fucking level. But, nine out of 10, it can be anywhere between, say, midday and 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and exactly like 1 minute and 30 seconds after turning up there, at totally random times during the afternoon, she'd turn up there too, And I thought, oh, you're fucked in the head, lady, And there's a, woman, she was kind of not bad looking when she was younger, but as she sort of fleshed out with a bit, little bit of maturity on her, from sort of late teens into sort of early to mid sort of 20s, there's that woman who played the Wicked Witch of the West in The Wizard of Oz, the original with Betty fucking Garland or something, or Dorothy, whatever. Well, the chick who played that, she had a big long chin, and she actually had a natural sort of long kind of fucking hook nose on her anyway, you know. But so she wasn't that good looking, but she was remarkably attractive because she seemed like a genuinely nice and cheerful and a fairly positive fucking disposition. And she looked like she was a lot of good fun to be with, you know what I mean? You know, so I'm not against women who have great big fucking noses like Concords, you know? And, you know, so she's got a father's huge fucking nose, and she's got a mother's weak and sort of sunken chin, and so she's not that fucking good looking, you know? She's not, you know, you think, oh, I don't want to breed with that, no, you know? And, so, you know, but, you know, she keeps sort of turning up. I turn up at this particular place on a late on a Sunday afternoon to pick up some groceries or whatever. She sort of started turning up there like 5, you know, like 5 minutes after I turn up there, she's fucking there too, you know. And just, you know, it could be random times, it could be just a sort of mere coincidence, or it could be sort of one of those. But the first time she was there, I know, I just said, oh, hello, how are you, you know. She goes, oh, and then fucks off, you know. And I thought, you fucking, not you retarded cunt, but I just saw, you know, she's in the family business, and they're all fucking retards, and they all sit around bad mouthing people behind their backs and all gossiping and all the fucking just retarded shit under the sun. And she's been raised in that environment, and she works in that environment, you know. It's all fucking intergenerational dysfunction, you know. And so, you know, she's as homely as all fuck, you know. But, what makes her so unappealing is not that she's basically kind of fugly, you know, but it's a complete lack of fucking personality. There's no fucking character or brains or fucking initiative or anything, you know. You know, it's like an old T-shirt that you. You know, you toss it in the fucking washing machine with a ton of bleach, and you pull it out, and there's no fucking colour. You know, there's no, just a few sort of ghostly sort of, you know, wisps of fucking once was, you know. And I ran into her in the supermarket. I turn up, you know, and you know, like 5 minutes later, she turns up again, you know. And so, you know, on one hand, I'm a man, and I take an interest in women, and you know, I'll have a bit of a look, you know. And so, you know, I didn't sort of thought, oh fuck, you know, God, I kind of looked at her and thought, oh fuck, she's ugly. What a huge fucking nose, you know, like a Concord, you know. And I didn't think she just thought, oh fuck, that's a homely looking girl, you know. But what struck me out was a complete lack of character. You know, there's no personality, there's no, hi, how are, you know, it's like I felt like I didn't get the shits right up, but you know, there's these women that I just shut my mouth and fucking walk off. And I think, well, if you don't have enough of a fucking personality, you know, to say, hi, how are you, you know, and hey, I'm coming out for, do you want to go down the street and get a coffee or something after the supermarket or whatever, you know. There's no fucking initiative whatsoever from this retarded provincial girl, you know. And you know, so she's looking, you know, and I just had a look at her to check out who she is and stuff like that, you know. And she keeps looking over to see if I'm looking at her, you know. And I just sort of, you know, I basically don't put in a lot of time or effort. I just looked at her up and down, and you know, to see, you know, I keep my radar fucking going, you know, who's where and what are they doing, and you know, And then she starts walking near past me, you know, and she's going like that, you know, on the way past and, you know, preening herself and all this sort of shit. And I was just sort of, I wouldn't say I was sizzling with spite, but I was just, you know, benignly hostile. Like, I just don't fucking, like, fuck off, you know. You know, as one of my old friends, Cheryl, she's ex-prostitute, you know, working the streets of St Kilda and all this sort of stuff, and all the other chicks who'd been in on prostitution and other sort of shit, you know, they had a go at her. They said, you know, if you're not prepared to fuck the guy, then don't flirt with him. You know, stop being a fucking cock tease, you know. And, you know, so what I saw that sort of shit, you know, I just sort of, you know, just sort of looked and go, fuck off, you know. Because it just, you know, I find it, you know, she can't make me annoyed. I just dislike it, you know what I mean? They start preening themselves and all this sort of shit, you know. But they're not prepared to put in any fucking effort whatsoever to do anything, you know. And I don't think I should run out, chase her down the street saying, fuck off you fucking homely bitch, homely retarded bitch. But, you know, I don't want stupid fucking women who do that shit around me, you know. I don't want to fucking see them, you know. And you know, if a woman hasn't got the presence of mind to be able to have enough of a personality to, you know, make weather talk, you know. Oh, nice bit of rain we had the other day. Oh yes, it was lovely. And how's your garden? Did your garden go all right? You know, and oh yeah, you know, got me asparagus and got me fucking silver beet and got some pumpkin growing really well. And oh yes, you know, just small fucking talk, you know, and not none of this. Hi, how are you? Let's fuck. You know, it's like, let's just see if I even fucking like you. You know, let's see if we, beyond the superficial and cordial, let's see if there's, you know, something to engage through, you know. And she's too fucking stupid to even do that. And I just go, oh, fuck, you know. fuck. So, you know. Throw rocks at the bitch. That's about fucking it. Go away, you know. You know, I don't like you. We have nothing in common. You're a fucking failure as a woman. Your family, you're a retard from a family full of retarded fucking assholes. Piss off, you know. Let's, you know, get rid of her. All right, MGTOW men. Dating with Shane. Woo!